Morning, members. Members, you remember last week when we met, some of the members apologized, like Member McKenzie, who had made appointments earlier before the committee program was scheduled. But I want to congratulate members who sat through a grueling sitting on Wednesday last week from 10 until 7:30. We should have actually held 2 days in reality, or 3 days normally, which then led to a situation where when we were agreed that the program is quite tight, by right we should have had more days to get a report, go through it, getting a report on the weekend, and it's very difficult for members, Monday, party work and other things. So I don't expect that members I expect that there would have been difficulties for members. Apology for that. But we had to ensure that at least there is some report we can actually look at. There are also issues which have arisen in the public domain, which require the committee to handle with care. The issue of the SABC is still in the public domain. I made an inquiry and will deal with it myself in the report. There's still engagement, even with those reports, between Treasury, SABC, and the Ministry. Even yesterday, there were engagements on the issue of enhancing the turnaround strategy, because the Minister did indicate that the turnaround strategy was not adequate, according to Treasury. They appointed GTEC to work with the SABC to enhance that turnaround strategy, to get a guarantee, because people think Treasury must give money to the SABC, the guarantee which will allow SABC to go out in the market and get resources. And other issues of assisting SABC itself, for example, the buildings of the SABC, how does the African government help with the refurbishing of the building and make it health and safety compliant? There are other issues in relation to how to increase revenue of the SABC, which are part of the turnaround strategy, by the government itself, those issues. So the report, when I saw the report itself, I then inquired. Then I was told, no, even yesterday, I checked with one of the members of the board who confirmed that they're still engaging with Treasury. We were also concerned about the next 3 months up to the deadline, because the minister did indicate that the deadline for the enhanced turnaround strategy is September. We then said, what happens in July, August, and the month of September? The CFO made some commitment, but we said the minister and the management of SABC must at least guarantee before the end of September there is no disruption in terms of salaries of the employees of the SABC, but also services. They renegotiate payment of services, because it's not only water, electricity. There's also a debt with Centec, which they raised, of about 400 million. Renegotiate at least after September, where hopefully there will be a guarantee. So the issue which I wanted to clarify to the committee, which I'm not privy to those engagements, it's whether there are still engagements, even if the Treasury was not happy with the turnaround strategy of the SABC. They said yes, that's why GTEC is there to help improve the turnaround. Because ultimately we want an SABC which is well managed, which is up to date in relation to technology, which serves the nation as a public broadcaster. That's all our interest, and I hope all members in this committee are interested in that. And all men, there's no one who says SABC should no longer exist as a public broadcaster. I think in this committee I didn't pick up any member who says, just leave it to the SABC must be helped to work in an efficient, effective way, in a sustainable manner. It must improve its advertising, revenue, and all other means which it has to put in place to be a sustainable public broadcast. I felt, members, it's important that even before we deal with the committee report, we actually put on record what happened, because the reports were on Sunday, and yesterday I made a follow-up myself because I was quite interested to know what's going to happen. All of us are committed to working with the ministry, supporting the ministry, supporting the SABC board, supporting everybody to ensure that SABC continues to fulfill its public mandate. Thank you, members. I don't have my gadget on. I just want to see the program. The apologies, members, Member McKenzie.
Thank you, Chair. Just on behalf of Honourable Thundam, she's not feeling well today, but I'm sure she'll be back in time for a debate tomorrow. Thank you, Chair.
Right. Any other apology? It's an alternate. Members, we have two draft reports. As I said, the timelines are very, very tight. The first report is the one on communication, Vote 3. One of the difficulties is that normally we'll have to deal with it page by page if there are issues you want to raise. I don't know the approach, members. Which one you feel comfortable with? Because I've got yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I'm open to be guided. Perhaps deal with report by report, page by page. Just speaking personally, obviously, I'm very sorry I missed this because I think you know while you may sit till late, that sort of adversity bonds the committee very well. So I'm sorry I missed that. So I can't really comment on the substance of the report, but there were a couple of grammatical and typo errors that I picked up that I'd be happy to share any time. So I'll be guided by you. Thank you, Chair.
We'll start with both three, because there are issues which you want to send typo or editing error, which you'll share with ourselves and you can correct.
Vote three, page one. If there are issues members wanted to raise on page one. Page one, page two.
Just on page one.
Page one, yes.
I've noticed throughout the report the numbering on the numbers. So the second last line, for example, where we have 1.576 billion. I haven't seen that numbering.
You say which page one?
Page one, the second last line, 1.576 billion. Just the way it's written.
Are you doing communication or telecommunication?
Communications.
Page one,
at the bottom, second last line. Department has been.
You have a different report.
Do I?
There's a final version which was sent.
Sorry, I'm working online, Chair, according to what I got.
Look at the hard copy. It's, or maybe it might be on, because we further amended
okay,
the report.
Let's go. Yes, I can see that, Chair, now.
Is it on page 3 on the...
Page 3, yes.
That last paragraph. The committee
paragraph.
Met with the department. That's the paragraph.
That's the one.
Yes.
Just the way the billion is written, 1.576 billion. I see that numbering protocol is throughout the documents, but I've never seen it written like that before. Is that correct? Are we happy with that numbering protocol?
What do you think? Normally, how did you do it before?
It was
written this way. What's your advice?
Usually it's 1.576 billion, but there's a comma. There's no...
I think we'll sort that.
All right, thank you.
We'll use a standard one, the way it's written.
All right.
Agreement.
Thank you.
We'll check what is the standard we've used and then we'll address everywhere.
Okay, thank you.
If it's on the hard copy, that whole paragraph, item one, introduction, ends in page three. So when you deal with it, you have to go up to page three at the top there. And then you go to page three, it starts with department APP, strategic outcome oriented goals. And the list is there. Right up to page four. And then page four, we start with departmental budget allocations and programs, that's the division of the allocation. And then it actually goes into programs and page five. And then, yes, number.
Kenzie? Thank you, Chair. Just a correction. Top line on page five.
Yes.
Of the sixth term.
TAM, yes.
Of national government. And also, I mean, a government can be capitalized, but national shouldn't. Just that should be a small
All right.
Thank you, Chair.
Sixth term of national government.
And then we start with expenditure analysis, basically program analysis in terms of expenditure patterns in the different programs. Number.
Mackenzie?
Thank you, Chair. The second paragraph beginning over the medium term.
Second paragraph on page?
Page 5.
Yes.
Under expenditure analysis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Over the medium term,
yes,
the department will align its work by taking its cue. The cue must be C-U-E.
Yeah.
And taking its cue. So add in the word its and then cue, C-U-E. And can I suggest that when we talk about the state of the nation in these reports that we refer to June 29,
yes,
SONA.
So there was another one earlier.
In February, exactly, exactly.
June 29.
And then in the same paragraph, Chairperson, at the end there, South Africa and the world, don't capitalize the world, just make that a small,
yes,
small W. Then in the following paragraph, second line at the end of that line, services to the department while, there's a rand sign missing before the 16.
While.
It's always while, Chair. That's,
while, yes.
Yeah, that's a personal view. Whilst and amongst, that's all very old English from hundreds of years ago. People like you and I tear that right to the newspapers. We don't do that kind of terminology. And then, Chair, just on the next last line, also just as
on page six.
Yes, on page five. Just as a general convention, I see a lot of us when we write in business English, we say in order to. We don't have to. We can just say to.
So you can't say in order.
You can,
yes,
but it flows much nicer if you said, for example, communications policy, research and development, to conduct research. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to have that in order. There's a saying also, why use the word utilize when you can use the word use?
Yes.
So that's that on five. Thank you, Chair.
What member, a member of Tembu raised? It's in page 6. He raised the second paragraph in page 6.
Yeah,
you're using which version? Don't use the version from the committee. I'm sure it was on your desk.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. First paragraph near the bottom, there are four lines from the bottom.
Yes.
Starting lowest with 234 million is a rand.
In the first paragraph.
Yes. Under strengthening entity oversight,
4.1. Yes.
All the way down to the bottom.
Yes.
The fourth line from the bottom of that paragraph, the 234 million with no rand sign in front of it. You see where I'm
at? Yeah, R234 million, yes. Page 8.
Page 8 is developing responsive communications policy and regulatory framework. It ends on page 9. And then transforming the communication sector into digital broadcasting. That goes up to page 10. And then going to the entities. Two members of the sector there. There we've got the CASA and the expenditure analysis of the CASA. With SABC, we've got FPD,
Thank you, Chair. Chair, notice throughout the document, both documents, we refer to Schedule 2 public entities, and we use a lowercase on that schedule. That should be an uppercase all the time, because that schedule is actually referring to a physical document or statute that's there. Thank you, Chair.
Everywhere,
Chair. Thank you.
We do an expenditure analysis of all of them, the three of them. And then we go up right up to 16. That's the expenditure analysis of those eight of the entities.
No.
Then we go to a point of observation.
Sorry, Chair, can I draw your attention to something on page 14?
Yes.
Under the graphic, the second line has outlined.
On page 14?
Yeah, on page 14, Children's Publications Board, there's a graphic, then below the graphic, it says the illustration above is an overview of the alignment of strategic objectives to the outcomes as outlined through the State of the Nation address. Can we say as outlined at? And then the June 2019 State of the
Nation address.
And then on the 5.3.1, at the top of the page, page 15, accordingly, over the medium term, the board plans to conduct convergence surveys, every 2 years. There's a numbering convention here. From 1 to 9, we write it out. So we go 1, 2, 3, we would write that. When we get to 10 and above, we start to use the numbers.
Yeah, in fact, you're supposed to say convergence have every
2 years, the word.
Instead of actually, we write 2 years.
That's correct.
Right, the convention is after 10, that's when you use the number.
Thank you, Chief. That's it.
Page 15, I think we're okay. Right up to the end, we're going to do an analysis there. And then we go to committee observations. We start with this topic. I think we can focus there. Members can look at it. What I suggest you should do, members, I'll just give you a few minutes just to, again, I can quickly go through yourself and then we'll come back. Just go through it, I'll give you some minutes to check the observations of the committee and the ones of the. So that's 55. use an highlight, I don't use a dot, I use an asterisk.
Exactly.
The system always gives us a dot. It's computer program, US program.
Very exactly.
Give us a dot.
We have a pet head checkers in your house. We share the same with you.
Remember, members, we agree that they will follow up on some on our interactions with the agencies in a more detailed fashion to get to the bottom of some of the issues which are in the APP. So it's not the end. We'll call them. Because in that sitting there, it was not possible to really members to go into detail on some of the issues which they are dealing with. So those APPs which they've given us will now need to make a follow-up as a committee on all of them to actually get to the bottom of what, how are they coping with measures, skills audits, and we made it clear that we don't want the situation where workers are retrenched. I think members made that very, very strong, but that will create a problem for in the, an environment. No, I'm just saying, members shouldn't feel, because, you know, our, when we're under pressure, you may feel, hey man, I'm not doing enough oversight, you know. It's a very difficult period, this one. But members said, going forward, we're going to be monitoring what commitments have been made.
You may not have done what normally members do, very, very deep assessment and so on. But we do use the documents we got to try and pull everything together.
Yeah, I trust the executives have been interested, don't see this as a free ride.
The report and the committee observations start on page 17. Is there any issue on 17 you want to raise in terms of committee observations? It goes up to that first part of the, on the department. It ends on page 18. In the body of the report on the department, we talk about the SAPC, and then there's going to be SAPC itself. So the department reports on it, and then the SAPC, we go to the SAPC itself. So page 18, that's the SAPC. Member McKenzie?
You're on 17.
I'm on 18.
18, yes.
Thank you, Chair. Under 6.1 SAPC, fourth line towards the end, for job well done. It should be for a job well done.
So it's supposed to be, it can only be one word.
For a job well done.
And it's not one word.
Not one word and not hyphenated. So yes. Put in the A and job well done. Thank you, Chair.
So you must remove the hyphen and not say for a job.
Nala?
Just to add on that, it's savings 1.1 billion, and somewhere towards the end of the last paragraph, it says the organizing plus group financial crisis continues to be at the current depth of 1.9. Now, there's no relationship between the savings and the debt. I don't know if I made sense.
Even with the savings which were made, the cost of the CPC are still higher than what they are generating. So the amounts, with the increase in whatever area of licenses and whatever, their expenditure is more than their revenue. So that's where the crisis is. There's been an increase, but because of the expenditure which is high, and the turnaround strategy needs to look at the areas where SABC needs to focus on. And one of them is human resources, all those areas. So with the savings, the amount, the revenue increase in licenses, the issue of the amount they get for adverts, even if it could have been, it amounts almost more than 7 billion which they get on adverts. The issue is that the still expenditure is still high. So the issue is how do we then ensure that there is a tally between expenditure. Because some of the issues of the public mandate, you may not make money. So which areas commercial, so the turnaround strategy must address which areas of the public mandate don't make money or they must break even, and the other ones of the, so the crux of the problem is that the expenditure is higher than their revenue with the savings and everything. So that's where the problem is. So the turnaround must say, how do we bring expenditure at least to be at par with revenue, and if there's an extra which they make, then that then goes into investment in development of, for example, local content, or consciously, because one of the issues the SABC raised, if you remember, members, the issue of the not investing in local content, and make the opposition to be able to overtake them. And if there's investment in local content, it will increase viewership, it will increase adverts. So one of the issues, if you look at the input, is how do we develop resources to develop local content? Because local content increases viewerships. And they've put in percentages, not 90%, it's like 50, 60. It's a gradual increase in terms of, so even on use of local viewership and so on. So I think that's where the issue is, Mr. Member Mulala, is the revenue and expenditure.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you're explaining it much better. But I think my question would still be relevant, even in that. My question would be, if we're able to save so much, we must be able to explain how that saving has assisted us to reduce the debt. I don't know if it makes sense, whether it involves public mandate or what, because it's the same institution anyway. So I'm just saying, let's identify just that link. I'm not saying your explanation, I think, is sufficient, yet, but just to say, how do you explain that link? So that if you say you have saved 1 billion, we are still having a debt of 1.9 billion, we should be saying this savings, this is how far it has put us in terms of...
when the salary is almost
there. Yes, but it has helped us reduce the cost of doing business. That's the point I'm raising.
I'll come. Yeah,
we'll have
to look at that.
Yeah, just...
Permit me to check, Chairperson, that instead of getting... rather going into that particular point. We are actually dealing with the report. Yeah, which they gave us. Now, if we were to go into that point, we will be starting discussions as though we're just getting the report from them and we begin to analyze and give our response to that which they are giving us at the moment, as if it was this moment at which they would be giving us that particular report. My point, therefore, is we allowed them, we took the report, and what we are checking, therefore, is that which they gave us has it been captured here or not. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Alright. I think you are right, but the point is, as you said, this report is going to be the committee's report.
Okay.
Alright. Whatever we write here is going to be a reflection of
This is our anger. That's why I'm saying. I'm not saying justify whatever weakness they have in the eyes of the people. All I'm saying is, how do we phrase that as a committee so that it reflects our decision? Because what if this is going to be the committee's report, isn't it? Yes. It's going to be our report. Now, it can be a report that has holes that we can't fix here as a committee.
What you could do is that we could actually say, in our ongoing oversight, there needs to be an assessment as how, say, whatever savings in the SABC assist in the area of cost of doing, of running the entity. But you see, the problem is, as you say, if you put that recommendation, they have not made a commitment on that matter. I think the issue it could be, we could put it as a question. When we engage further with the SABC as an entity, we can ask that question. And I think Member Madisha is saying, for now, they didn't make any statement on that matter. They just gave us figures, 1.9 debt, 1 billion saving. They have to pay staff. They have to pay Centec. They're owing them. All those things in our engagement, how does saving go into the running of the entity? It may mean worker salaries, running costs, and so on. So maybe we can actually, because we made a commitment that we'll engage the ACPs further. That question maybe can be put there. But for now, we just note that they did a saving of 1 billion, they have a debt of 1.9, there's a debt with Centec, we know that. And then in our engagement, we say, and that linked to the turnaround strategy of the SABC, which, as reported, it was not adequate, but it worked on. So I think Member Molala is correct. That issue was just noted in the committee. It's an important issue. As to say, what are this? Where do the savings go in? Because ideally, if in some institutions, when they save, they waste they can waste the savings. But with the SABC, we just need to have a sense in engaging with them. Where do the savings go in an environment where expenditure is more than income? And some of them is a systemic way. Remember, we said we must actually even amend the Broadcasting Act. Commitments which ICASA expects from the SABC are onerous on the SABC. And you were in the committee before, members. The issue of the amendments to the Act and so on to ensure that SABC is able to do its own public broadcasting without impediments. So I'm just saying that those issues are important in our engagement. But I think we should just note it in our report so that we lift again when it's an important issue. A member can raise it in the debate, but in the committee report we cannot reflect it. I think that's what he's saying.
Yes, Honourable Chair, thank you. I just meant to say that if you realize, we do have those as notings.
Yes.
It's appearing as noting. What I would recommend for honorable members is that perhaps we coin some sentence in the recommendation that speaks to that, to say that there should be a closer monitoring of how the savings are being spent to circumvent further.
Yeah, no, I think you agree, member.
That's fine.
In that way, it's of the monitoring. We're not saying we need to monitor that space of savings and how generally whatever savings are done are used. Because in some people can save and waste.
Of course, running the risk of repeating what could have been presented in my absence, I apologize. I just thought for purposes of better reading of the reports, because I had an opportunity of looking at the other, that was the presentation on the day may have overlapped between telecommunications and communications. I think to put the Banking Act in both, I think we just need to brush that up. I'm saying on observations on page 17, you still refer to amendment of the Banking Act on this other report of communications, which in any way would still come under SAPO in the other reports. I'm just saying if you can, so that it's clear that you are not talking to telecommunications on this side.
to risk than when you deal with the other vote.
No, but you can't raise the issue in that. We don't even overview.
Yes, I do get that, Chair. But all I'm saying is that because we've now separated the two in terms of reports, I'm saying for proper reflection, because you've also stated in the other report now as a separate matter. So if it moves from this one. The other matter on the one that relates to overlaps in particular, I see that there's been a note about branding, there's been a note about on the research side of communications and policy that talks to media diversity. I'm just saying that maybe again when you coin that sentence about the monitoring, that you also need to look at this point of these entities having moved now to presidency. For example, if you talk SABC doing the branding, when branding South Africa is also doing such work with a particular budget. So when you are in financial problems, you also minimize the duplications that can happen, but work more on cooperation. So I'm just saying it doesn't come out as we get to the recommendations at the end. So that as well as, because the first observations about government communications, digitization of government communications. Now that immediately to me, having the advantage of serving in the other committee, would know that GCIS may also be affected in that score, so which would still mean cooperation there so that you maximize the resources that are available. So I just thought I should raise those points because let's say, for example, if you say there will be a World Radio Conference and it is communications that goes there and you don't take into account that the mandate of NDA is also to ensure that access, especially at community radio and TV level, and how that works out, I think becomes important, especially with the department that doesn't have money as we speak. Because even the savings, as I listened to you, Chair, it's more like book entry that you saved. But if you still have more to spend, there's really no savings in the true sense of residence and except book interest. Thank you.
I think
we'll do that. So you're saying we should include in both reports.
So I was thought the banking and communications one can use the banking because we've already dealt with it in the other reports. So that I'm thinking it for people's not to pay, so that you can raise that issue there instead of vote each in the
No, actually the vote is one.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying if you look at the report.
Yeah.
So the one with the communication you have under the coastal
sentence. No, that's the okay. No, I was just saying, Chair, I've just explained what I meant by the two reports.
The SABC goes up to 19 and then the CASA starts.
This goes up to 19 and then the CASA starts from 19 right up to page 20. And then we go to the recommendations. The recommendations are on page 19 and 20, the SABC recommendations and the CASA recommendation.
Entity. Was that a certain amount which you have been taking by the department and moved to another, if I'm not sure, department or whatsoever? If I'm not mistaken, it was an issue of 10.2 million. So it seems as if there was a technicality there of saying it was a serious challenge based on the issue of saying that entity never managed to run its funds accordingly. But it was supposed to be where the department will assist also on the issue of the policy. So I don't see anything which talks about the policy here in 6.2 or there in 7.3. Or are we saying, as it says, the minister should also make the ICASA election report? Because here it's specifically to say it's an election report. Because I thought that if something is there, have been left behind, maybe it will be included there, the issue of the policy for ICASA.
So it's reflected there that they had a number of ongoing inquiries, which among others include the must carry regulations. Mm-hmm. And it's ICASA committed that they will do that in this financial year, they're going to do that. So it's, we just take that they made a commitment that they will do those regulations. And in their allocation this year, they will use the allocation. That they didn't use the allocation in the previous financial year, which ended in March. And that money was taken back to Treasury. Now, in this financial year, they have to now do the mass carry regulations. And they're committed to use the resources they have in this financial year. We must accept that it's indicated that there are areas of shortages, which they will try and cover through other means in relation to them actually collecting resources outside government. So I think it was actually made, they made a commitment. So that's why we didn't make a recommendation on it, because it's part of the commitment in their program. But members then, the area which members raised was the issue of the election report in relation to the role of ICASA. Because that will give the percentage divisions between the political parties and the overall how ICASA monitored compliance with the regulations by the various political parties which were in the election campaign. Members, I think we've come to the end of this report. Let's move to the next one. We need to adopt this report with the changes which members have made. We need a mover for the adoption with the amendments. Then we will circulate the one with amendments once you have agreed. Member Mulala? Any seconder? With the amendments? Member Kukumbo? Second. With amendments, yes. Now we'll go to the next report. It's the one on telecommunication and postal services. Page 1, it's introduction. It ends on page 2. We will do the same in terms of how we write the billions. We'll just check the standard way it's written. Member McKenzie?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I did look at the convention again on those numbers, and it is correct that if you're writing a million, it would be 1,000,000. So that's how you would write a million. So there's none of the stops and
but the short version was we're trying to shorten.
Then you can go, you can put a rand. If you're writing 1.3 million, you put a rand and you put a one and then a comma and a three space million. But no spaces between those other things.
Right.
No full stops, no decimals, just commas. Thank you, Chair. Chair, as a declaration of interest, I was the head of the communications division at Draft FCB for 11 years, and I also published a magazine on chickens for many years as an editor. So I have an eye for these things. Thank you, Chair. Chair, can I give you some corrections on page 1?
Yeah.
Some general comments. we talk about the South African Post Office in the introduction, but we leave out the, because it's not South African Post Office, it's the South African Post Office. And there's one other entity as well. Or we can just leave it with the SABA. Like we would also say, we wouldn't say, I watched SABC last night. I watched the SABC, I watched the South African Broadcasting Corporation. Anyway, the South African Post Office. And then further down in the introduction, the second last paragraph, at the end of the first, starting, the committee met with the department, CHAPO, CENTEC, USASA, CETA, and it's dot ZADNA, Z-A-D-N-A. And all through the document, you know, sometimes it's spelt this way, sometimes it's spelt that way. The correct way is the dot, because it represents the domain, the dot ZA. So it's
dot ZADNA.
ZADNA, that's its correct name. I'm done there, Chair. Thank you. On page one.
No, he is correct. And the top is correct.
Just account to the money.
Monopoly capital. I'm looking for the monopoly capital.
Monopoly capital.
Thank you.
You just say the commerce. Remember, you were saying that
in this report we mentioned under SAPO, we mentioned the issue of the Banks Act. Page two, isn't it? Page three.
Sorry, Chair, page two.
Yes.
The second paragraph, if I just make a slight addition, even though South Africa is a sound policy environment, massive investment, it lacks implementation of key policy programs in order to ensure that citizens. Can we say all citizens?
Okay.
All
citizens benefit from the infrastructure.
Thank you. And then on the fourth paragraph, the release of spectrum remains at the forefront of government programs. It will be in the interest of all stakeholders.
Interest, not interest.
It will be in the interest of all stakeholders that Parliament continues to play oversight over the process of spectrum allocation. So that it primarily is. But you need to explain what the process is. So it's over the process of spectrum allocation. Then further down.
Cancel that last part so that it primarily benefits the.
Yes, you can leave it in or take it out, Chair, as you
like. Let me start up.
Then skip mainstreaming. The next paragraph, high costs associated with ICT services. My suggestion would be high costs associated with ICT remain a major challenge for the majority of South Africans. Full stop. Then capitalize the department. Will need to accelerate its efforts in order to promote affordability. and its strategic objectives demonstrate innovative programs that will guarantee broader participation by SMEs in the 4IR. So Mr. Gedman, we must always talk about the 4IR, because 4IR, those little acronyms that stand on. The same applies to the next paragraph, Shepard, and then also the 4IR. And with your permission, move to the next paragraph. There is now a greater need for investment in skills development initiatives on a much larger scale. The third paragraph on the bottom, first line towards the end. No, the one that starts there is now below that, the next paragraph.
No,
sure. That first line towards the initiatives on a much larger scale. Okay. Then the next paragraph. Sorry, I was keenly focused. Second line, beginning for Parliament, second line, tabled and respond promptly. There's a P missing after the end. For promptly.
Yes.
Together. And then that last one, the numbering convention again, Chairperson. Thank you. Down on page 2. Please, Steve. Chair.
Yes.
Chair, just going through this. The bottom of the page, page 3, the department has set itself the following priorities. The first one, development of ICT legislation and review. There's an extra R in review. Then down to point 5, rationalization of SSE.
First one is on page, first paragraph.
Yeah, on page 3, last paragraph, first point. Development of ICT legislation and review. The review has got two R's. Then down in that, can I proceed?
Yes,
thank you. Then down in that same paragraph on 5, you say rationalization of SOC and oversight. Is that SOC oversight? Is that oversight on the rationalization process? Yes, those points at the bottom, those priorities, government priorities. I want to know if the oversight in point 5 is an oversight on the rationalization of the SOC process, or is it an oversight of SOC in general? Or can we just take out oversight altogether? We'll say oversight of SOC rationalization.
You just have to verify it.
Thank you, Chair. And then the next point 6, I wasn't at the meeting again, I apologize. What does M&E stand for? Monitoring and evaluation. Thank you, Chair. I'm done on that page. Thank you, sir.
I think we can uncapitalize on the first line, strategic goals. And then go down to point number 3 in that paragraph, an inclusive information society and knowledge economy. None of those must have capital letters. Point 3, the first paragraph, we go into 7 strategic... Yes. Hold on, yeah. Wait. Oh, sorry, Chair, I'm misleading the House. Okay, Chair, sorry, let me withdraw that. I'm working off my screen. Okay, I do apologize, Chairperson.
The same Roman figure 3 there.
Oh, it says an inclusive information society. You're saying should not be capitalized. On the hard copy.
Exactly, Chair. Yeah, that shouldn't be capitals at all. Thank you for finding it. Yes.
And I think you're talking about a particular...
An inclusive information society and knowledge economy. Proper nouns, the names of people and places.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So on page 4, that is the only one you are changing.
Yeah.
And then page 5, expenditure analysis.
Sorry, Chairperson, just one other thing. On 2.2, State of the Nation Address.
Supposed to also June 29, but it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. If we go down to, I mean, we start off, we italicize and then we quote the President. And then the italics end and the parenthesis, the close quotes happens, but then we're quoting something else again. Was that also part of the president's speech? Do you see what I'm saying? Because if it was, then we don't need to close the parenthesis. We can just make the whole thing a quote from his speech.
It was a quote from the speech.
So just check that. Thank you, Chair. That's it all.
Page 5, expenditure analysis starts. And it's the one on the department one. So overall, it stretches from page 5 right up to page 7, where program analysis starts. We do an analysis there of programs up to page 12. That's program by program analysis. Member McKenzie.
Thank you, Chair. Just on page 5, the South African Post Office again. Maybe if you just did a search in the document, you can have a South African Post Office, just put that in again. Then on 4.1, implementing the 2016 white paper, if you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines, beginning medium and micro enterprises.
Yeah,
on page 6. Yeah. Under point 4.1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, 6 lines down. Starting medium and micro enterprises, development strategy, the national E strategy. You need a hyphen between the E and the S. And then again, to be consistent, and then, Chase, I think to be consistent in the papers we produce as this committee, if we do E-strategy, let's do E-capital S all the way, and E-government, small E, capital, big G, all the way, or small S and small G all the way. You know, but one way or the other, let's adopt that convention for use in our committee documents, a suggestion, Chairperson. Then also under 4.1, the third line from the bottom of that paragraph, implementing the white paper. There, the white paper we can capitalize, because that is definitely a thing. A character policy issue, and that's all fine there. It's under 4.1. The third line from the bottom, implementing the white paper. And then under 4.2, second line, implementing phase one, if we can capitalize that phase, that P. Beyond things like schedule and the RANs and stuff, which I've covered before, there's nothing new. Thank you.
Just up to Donovan, we're on page 6, 7.
9.
In capital everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where it's small, it's in small, we just write in capital. In the body of the report on page 14. And then page 15, it's a sita. Page 16 is broadband in Franco.
Through you, Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. The broadband Infraco, there's an apostrophe after the O in the headline, 6.4.
Yes.
And then the second paragraph under expenditure analysis, first line. The company generates revenue from providing related services. Revenue is expected to increase. So insert the word to.
And by expenditure analysis, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see there, the second paragraph. And then we start with NEMISA. It goes into page 17. NEMISA proceeds until end of 17. And then on page 18, we start with USASA and USA, the Universal Service Fund. Page 18, it goes until page 19.
Chair.
Member McKinley.
Thank you, Chair. Under 6.7, it's dot Zadner. There's an A missing from the name. And then in the second paragraph. The second paragraph, it says to administer, regulate, and issue licenses in terms of the ECA. Yeah, but I'm not sure what it's doing there, because it just, you know, the sentence sort of just hangs there. The first paragraph finishes, its constitution is in the form of a memorandum of articles associated in terms of the Companies Act. and then it starts off to administer. It looks like somebody's taken that line and copied it from a body of points from somewhere else. You know what I mean? So its duties or its mandate is to administer. So you need to put some of that kind of word in front of it. It is charged with, or it is responsible for.
It's part of the command. I think the sentence should read,
to administer, regulate, and issue licenses in terms of the Electronic Communications and Transaction Act.
As part of its mandate.
So you can write it at the back, as part of its
to administer
as part of its mandate, at the end. Okay. No, it's fine. You can add that. So we put that sentence.
Thank you.
And indicating that this is part of the work it does.
Yes. Because it's part of an introduction into what it is.
And then authority must be not capitalized, because we're talking about an entity. Among others, the authority is mandated to.
You can or cannot. Depends what your convention is. Then, Chair, just on the next line, among others, the authority is mandated to comply with international best practice in administration management of the... I think you must put a dot there as well, dot ZA.
And capital ZA.
Oh, no, it can stay small, but there must be a dot in front
name
of it.
Namespace.
That's it.
19. Goes into 20. And then we go to that area of observations and recommendations. I don't know whether member.
Sorry, Chair.
So on page 19.
Just right on page 19, the second last paragraph above observations and recommendations. So the last line of that paragraph, beginning administration of .ZA, was redelegated to dot Zana.
Well, in which page 19?
Yeah, page 20.
Yes.
Just above observations and recommendations. Administration of dot Zana was
redelegated to
dot Zana. That's the name of that number. Thank you, Chair.
I will start with observations and recommendations. We need a bit of time to go through them before we adopt them. They start on page 20 up to 24. We need a bit of time to go through them, and then we can adopt.
As you remember, everything was quite nice, so let's quickly go through them, and then we'll adopt.
You know, Chair, if I can just make a comment, as I wasn't in the meeting, unfortunately, I would have enjoyed an engagement with the SAPO. I noticed in the SAPO's annual performance plan that they plan to reduce their workforce from around just over 17,000 now to about 14,500 by 2021. That's part of their annual performance plan, strategic turnaround. So on the one hand, you have the SAPO reporting that, and then on the other hand, you have the committee saying, don't cost us jobs. So how do we marry those
two? Members were concerned overall about reduction of staff in all the entities, particularly the ones which employ many people. So there was no agreement in the committee that people agree, but that's what they reported, and members raised concern about that.
Okay.
And there was clarity, is it out of attrition that people will, when they leave or they retire, will not be replaced, because that can happen, that people retire or leave and then they are not replaced, so it's not retrenchment. So there was no clarity as to how that reduction will happen. But I think the concern was because we couldn't engage adequately on the APP in relation to that aspect.
So members just flagged it and then left it there.
All right. Thank you, Chair. Thanks for the clarity.
We do observations and recommendations. Just go through them, member. I'll give you a quick reading. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Thank you. we consciously did not talk about the last one. Because the last one, we don't allocate anything to that. So that one, we don't allocate anything.
And that's how it should be.
So, to recommend, we could make the message. So members is recommend, but we have it was very difficult situation where we don't have any education, but we have a responsibility to oversight over time.
Okay.
But members didn't propose anything, so unless people have a specific recommendation, does that matter?
Yes, thank you, Chair. If I can just start from the top. You know, just a bit of background on Dr. Adna. If you remember a man called Dr. Hasmukh Gajah, when apartheid started to collapse and companies started to come back into the country, he got the agency for Word Perfect and Lotus 1-2-3 back in the day. But he was a real pioneer in the industry. Yes, that's right. That's right. And Dr. Gajah was a real pioneer. And I remember the Dr. Adna board when I first arrived in Parliament. Dr. Gajah was part of that, and there was one of the gentlemen was blind, but they essentially gave of their time to Dr. Adna and their premises and their money, and you know, this entity was there, this domain name registration service, basically run by these people for the public good, for no commercial benefit at all. And we've had to keep an eye on Dr. Adna as it corporatized and, you know, had a new chairperson, new board, and needed new offices, and then marketing, and so it became this conglomerate that we need to sort of keep an eye on. I wouldn't put it in a recommendation. I'm just saying it generally to the committee that's what we've always been doing with that entity, that it went from being something fairly small and simple in its mandate to something quite complex. So we just need to keep an eye on that. Chairperson, just on the report itself, obviously. Behind every time you say post office or SAPO, if you can put the SAPO, then under observations 8.1 point Roman point 2, the acquisition of a banking license. It would be a full banking license because at the moment the post office has a limited one. Thank you, Chair. I've covered the issue of retrenchments and apparent contradictions, so that's satisfactorily explained. Thank you. Under the recommendations of SAPA, and again, just for clarity for me, please, Chairperson, ensure that the introduction of new technologies at SAPO brings about the appointment of new skilled staff. I mean, if we, for example, if we bring in and automate the conveyor system, it gets very efficient. It's not going to result in the appointment of skilled staff. You know, maybe a maintenance guy to put some oil in the thing, but essentially you're going to retrain a couple of people to use the system, but you're not going to appoint vast quantities of people to deal with automation and technology. In fact, the reverse is probably true. So I'm not sure how that. Yeah, or ensure that the introduction of new technologies at the SAPO improves upskilling of workers or something, you know, or results in worker retraining or worker upskilling. Maybe that would be better. I think if you told Mr. Barnes he'd have to employ another people, he's pulling his hair out.
I think we directed the introduction of new technologies and SAPO improves the
results in upskilling of existing workers.
Yes. Rather than upskilling
employees or
employees or staff? Because we, I mean, we should, retrenchment thing should be a last resort for any company. It's always nice to retrain new skilled people for new roles.
We on page 22. Then we go to page 23.
Chief. 8.4.2 recommendations, second line at the end of it, allow faster rollout of connectivity projects that are aligned to SA Connect.
Not aligned to SA Connect.
That's it. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move adoption of the report with all amendments.
Last meeting so that it ties up with the with
the meeting which was that presented this before. You have copies of the minutes
in your pack. Page 1.
Okay.
Memo.
Thank you, Chair. It doesn't upset me so much, but for some reason it upsets my mother. She says I must point it out. What can I do? I'm a dutiful son. Mackenzie, the capital K. The K in my name is a capital. She always tells me that's not your name. Your name is the one with the K. So there we are. If you can just note that. I'm not precious, but my mother is. Thank you, Chairperson.
And anyway, you can't amend because you're not there. Unless you can only do your name. But you can't make amendments on the minutes that you have followed that. That's page 1. Yes, I mean, names and surnames are very important to people. You can't spell names and surnames of people.
That's my mind.
The applicant's name is about everything.
Yeah. And I was
surprised.
Mother
in the same. Page 2. Let's see, it was a rally today.
It was, eh? Good people there, too.
And then page, in a minute, actually, we start on page 4. What's the book? Member of Kennedy?
Thank you, Chair. I wasn't there, but I still have an editor eye. The second line, entities, shouldn't be capitalized. That should always be a lower E all through the document.
All right.
Then down to the second paragraph under point 2, the minister outlined. So not the minister is outlined, the minister outlined. Then go to the next one,
to the SABC, ne?
Yeah,
to the SABC.
The minister outlined the following steps taken to assist the SABC.
No, no, I'm saying on that same first paragraph, the first one, Roman figure, oh, provisional support to the SABC.
To the SABC, yes.
There. To there. Yeah, to there. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Then I've got a cardinal sin here. That if there's any media in the room, then just please leave now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Point two, government has been trying to migrate from digital to analog since 2008. No, no, chairperson, from analog to digital. We're not going backwards, we're not going forward. Forward.
I didn't like that. Well, going back, yeah.
And then further down, 1, 2, 3 lines out, SABC channels from 4 to 8, SABC has an over-bloated staff. I think you've either got a bloated staff or you've got the right staff. So maybe take out over and just have bloated staff. Or if you've got bloated staff, you must get rid of some.
The problem is what was said.
Then you must record it.
I don't mean that, but the issue was that how do we redirect other staff members. The public mandate is quite a large mandate.
Yeah.
And not all aspects of the mandate, because we don't say, yes, it might be a head office, but our staff in all areas of SABC there. The model of the SABC, you have a very high, heavy head office. What about the regions of SABC? So the whole reorganization of it does not mean you return. The public mandate, regional TV, focus, all those things. How do you redirect staff to areas of the public mandate? The ones which do your commercial, how many do you need? So all those things, but you are right. Somebody says, bloated staff, therefore return. I mean, and then there's a public mandate which has not been done. The skills audit in the SABC, which needs to tell you where you. So I don't know, because that's what the in the interview was mentioned. Can we mention it? It's not us, it was said.
Then you should leave it, Chair.
Yeah, SABC has a process. It's one of the challenges, but people didn't say therefore. And the past committee said there must be other ways of actually utilizing the skills of SABC in the as a public. I don't think even the committee last time said trench people. They didn't say that. In fact, they didn't agree with what they denied. So I think it's not automatic, but it was not said by us. But I think the minute reflect what was said in the input.
I think at some stage we even honorable chair spoke about the section 189. I think we did talk about that. And that was emphasized, really, that people must just not be kicked out. So it was a question of us having to look into the budget and making sure that it does, the people are able to survive.
The reorganization of the broadcast.
Exactly. We did speak about that.
The head office, lots of people there. But you go to the regions, highly adequate. Make cover all stories. I'm not saying we can't say, but the committee did. But I'm saying it was said. So the minute just reflect. We're not saying, we're not making any statements on it. But that's it. So you're right. Just to move over. Just over. Just blow the stuff. But that does not mean we may agree, because we have not seen the skills audit. We have not seen the report on the turnaround strategy.
Yes.
We're not seeing the turnaround strategy. Yeah. We have not seen the business model which they said that we need to present in open committee because of the competition. The model they're trying to change because the opposition is interested in. That they can present it to us. Because they said they can't do it in an open, but they can present it to us. Because the argument is that the business model can be taken by opponents.
It's a good argument, but it's... Yeah. Yeah. Post office has the same problem, exactly the same problem. Competing commercially but being a government entity subject to government regulation.
So remember page 4. Any other change? Then we just went straight into what was presented.
Chair, can I just a couple of things on page 5, I beg your pardon. From the top of the page, item 4, and I really want to see Mr. Robert Nkuna become Dr. Nkuna. I think his thesis is outstanding. You must encourage him whenever you see him.
Oh,
you must
give him a doctor.
No, he's nearly there. I believe he just has to finish his thesis. That's it. So he must hurry up now. The DG. I like him. He must finish. The bullet point 1, alignment of GPS priorities with government priorities. The priorities must be a lowercase p. Then down to point 5, if you can just lowercase entities in the heading, briefing of entities of the department. And then in the body of that, second line, let me read it from the start. The committee was briefed by the various entities reporting to the department, full stop. These included, so you can take out entities there, these included the South African Broadcasting Corporation, the South African Post Office, the Film and Publications Board, Broadband, and all the rest are fine, and then at Dr. Zadner. Get that name right again. And then I'm done. Thank you, Chair.
Hold up for the minute, those who are there. Member Khisha, proposes in seconda. Members have come to the end of our meeting. We hope to have a debate which will ensure that the department and the entities perform better. There's no mismanagement of funds by anybody in any of the entities. We don't have corruption in this financial year of any taxpayer's money. Part of our work is to ensure that doesn't happen. All of us, irrespective of our political backgrounds, we will not agree that any public servant has a right to use the money of the taxpayers without the way they are not committed to, because there are methods in the Public Finance Management Act with environments and can shift resources. So, members, the debate in that spirit, I've raised forthright the issue of the SABC. We are all interested in the ultimate effective and efficient functioning of the SABC. There's no member who says, let's leave SABC to go to the dogs. No. We hope that the debate will raise the critical issues. We don't dictate on how members should debate because we come from different political parties, but the commitment and the principled approach to the budget, this budget vote, is that we're going to do oversight over it as required by the rules of Parliament, and we hope that following the budget vote, we'll then go back and look at some of the other report issues we've agreed on and begin the work of monitoring the various entities, particularly the process of integration of the two departments and integration of some of the agencies which do the same work in relation to those areas. So I think, members, we hope for an important and robust debate. We remain committed members of the committee, and everything of the best, members. Thank you very much. The debate is tomorrow between 4:30 and 6:00. No, 4:00, ne? 4:30 and 6:15. Thank you very much.
Chair, you can arrive at 4:30. We will be speaking. Thank you, Chair. Any trick or something?
the amenities we didn't adopt, the one of the election of the chair, we'll adopt them in our next meeting.
We've got a little effect.